This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. The execution early Tuesday of convicted murderer and gang leader Stanley Tookie Williams was a made-for-TV drama. Here's Adam Housie of Fox News Channel with protesters' drums beating in the background, describing the scene.
There are all sorts of media here, as you might imagine, from all over the world, television, radio, and also now with the internet, you've got all sorts of different organizations out here, people that have a certain political opinion.
Opinions, of course, but this event was more than the usual skirmish in the culture wars, because as made-for-TV dramas go, this one had a celebrity cast. The condemned man was the founder of the notorious Crips, a gangster-turned-children's book author preaching against crime and violence. His supporters included the Reverend Al Sharpton, actors Mike Farrell and Jamie Foxx, even rapper-actor Snoop Dogg.
Stanley Tookie Williams is not just a regular old guy. He's an inspirator. He inspires me.
So there was an inspirator and a terminator. Fictional executioner Arnold Schwarzenegger, now the clemency-denying governor of California, uncomfortably playing himself.
They're all very difficult decisions to make. You know, that's just being part being governor.
More than just drama, this was a morality play. There was evil, there was vengeance, there was Jesse Jackson speaking of redemption.
Obviously, very disappointed that the governor has missed a moment to choose life over death, has missed a moment to choose redemption over revenge.
And Fox's Sean Hannity, in a tussle with Sharpton, literally shouting for justice.
Reverend, this
but again,
all turns
what
on.
Is the greater good? The governor needs to explain to young people that it is more important that this guy be killed out of revenge than to spend the rest
justice.
Of his life in jail.
Justice.
No one's saying send
issue.
Him home.
Here's
but
the issue.
Let
this
him
all...
continue to do
the story was illustrated again and again with images of the prisoner in various stages of life. Images presumably meant to put a human face to the allegory, but mainly aired without explanation. No scandal there, exactly. Television, after all, is all about images. But the episode reminds us that drama does not necessarily yield enlightenment, that allegory by soundbite is not the same as truth. What from all these passionate declarations did we learn about our society, much less about justice or redemption? What we did learn, finally, was that at 12:35 a.m. Pacific Standard Time Tuesday, Stanley Williams was pronounced dead. For the rest, TV just wasn't up to the task.